Welcome to the Holiday Buyer's Guide with Chase Bunker.
Welcome back to the Holiday Buyer's Guide. I'm Chase Bunker. I'm glad to see that my bad 1930s radio impression didn't scare you off. If you missed any part of the show, like our computer talk with Luke Lokotek or our culinary chat with Chef Stephanie Smith, you could check out the special on our station's website. Now, we've talked cooking, we've talked computers, but what about that person who likes to just wake up early and hit the links? Let's find something for that golfer in your life. Now, while Bunker may be my last name, I'm actually pretty bad at golf, and so I'll bring in somebody who knows a lot more golf than me. He's Mason Spaulding, the buyer of the PGA Tour and the TPC Network. Mason, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me, Chase.
Oh, no problem. Thanks all for coming on. Let's start off with something very basic. When it comes to buying clubs for someone, how do you know when you have the right size for someone?
Great question. Just like a lot of sports, it's tough. You got to get into it a little bit. If you want to ensure you're in the right clubs, you have the right set, I still definitely recommend everybody going through a local club fitting process, either with at your local golf course with your PGA professional or at a big box retailer like PGA Tour Superstores. The fitters are going to ensure you have the right specs on your golf club between the loft and the lie to fit your unique swing. And also build the whole bag in your set to make sure you have the proper gapping in between clubs and for overall makeup. But for a beginning golfer, if you're out there looking for your first set, always recommend starting with the standard, we call it. It's a standard length and lie, and you'll be able to, as you progress and get a little more experience, you'll be able to get some more specific fitting clubs in your hands later on. But starting with the standard set would be perfect.
What are some of the good brands that you should look for when buying a set, or at least like a brand that's really trusted that you look and go, yeah, I know that these are going to last me a while?
Yeah, the most popular, quality brands you see across the PGA Tour are known for premium performance and durability. Our company and network, we have vendors like Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Mizuno, Ping, and Cobra. They're all fantastic. It's really individual as far as what golfers want to see. It kind of suits their eye when they set up. All these brands have like a good, better, best option. You can find entry-level box sets from each. So depending on if you're a new golfer just looking to get in, there's an option for you. Or if you're one of the best players on the PGA Tour, they have the best premium product out there as well.
What about a brand that if you're on a budget, like this is a really good budget brand? Does there happen to be one?
Lately I spoke about Callaway and TaylorMade. I've seen box sets for those in retail stores like Costco. Like you can go into Walmart and find those brands. I'd still stick with them. If you find an off brand or a somewhat of a knockoff, that'll work too if you're just getting in. But those are the vendors that do offer something for entry level.
What about, you mentioned, of course, a golf bag as well. What is something that you should look for when buying a golf bag?
Yeah, I'd say you first want to decide what style of bag is going to best fit you and your playing style. If you're somebody that likes to go walk the course on a regular basis, you're going to want a carry bag, something lightweight that'll have legs that you can stand up with. Or if you know that you're going to be riding on a golf cart every round, you can go with a cart bag that's a little bigger, a little heavier, a little more room for all your clubs and lots of pockets. So there's lots of options deciding on cart versus carry. And from there, there's good, better, best options as well. Just depends on the materials, how many pockets, the design of the bag. You can go with a basic solid color option, or you can get crazy. And there's some crazy designs out there from a lot of companies now, too.
I've noticed also there are bags for par three courses. My parents have one. They live near a par three course. I don't know if there's a specific title. I've been calling them par three bags. What is the amount of clubs that it should hold?
For a par three bag, you probably put five or six clubs in one of those little, we call them Sunday walking bags. So if you're playing a little short par three course, you know you're going to need a couple wedges and a putter. So there's no reason to bring your entire 14 club bag out there. So it makes it a little more enjoyable to walk around.
Yeah, I brought my entire bag once, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not even going higher than a 9-iron, so a lot of these are just useless. So it's something I probably definitely need to invest. Is there any good brands that you recommend for like Sunday day bags?
I've seen them from all of our big OEM manufacturers like Titleist, Callaway. Ping makes a great one that's very popular. But yeah, you'll see them all over the place.
Mason Spaulding, the buyer of the PGA Tour and TPC Network, joins us to help us with all things golf. Now, apparently, you can't golf naked. That's apparently frowned upon in this society. When it comes to buying golf clothes, what do you like to look for when it comes to, like, is it like certain brands, certain designs? What do you like to look for?
Shirts are usually required. So, no, this is right up my alley and my team's alley here at the PGA Tour, but there are a ton of great vendors out there for golf apparel. Since COVID in 2020, golf merchandise has just been booming. It's more of almost a lifestyle now. Even if you're not a golfer, you probably own some golf apparel in your wardrobe. So just look for what fits you best, what looks great. You can get as loud as you want to. If you want to be obnoxious and stand out on the golf course, there's a manufacturer and some prints out there for you. If you want to be a little more classic, maybe have something for the office. Prints are still our number one bestseller in polos. So you'll see small little graphics across a polo shirt. You kind of get close to somebody and you can kind of tell it. It actually tells a story. It might have a backstory of what all the graphics and details are on the shirt. So it's just, there's so many vendors out there and you can get as crazy or as classic as you want it to be.
Is there a certain material that you recommend, or is it just like all designs are just kind of fine, or like I don't like this material as opposed to like this one?
Yeah, the vast majority of our golf polo shirts right now are a polyester blend, so it's going to be really soft to the touch. It breathes really well, especially in the North Florida heat in the summertime. Surprisingly, one other material you might look out for is called a PK. It's not quite as soft all the time, but it actually is the most breathable and the best for summer and the humidity. So if you see any PK shirts out there, those are going to be the most breathable.
Are there any other golf gifts that you recommend other than just clothes, clubs, and bags?
Yeah, fortunately, being in North Florida, in our backyard, you have one of the most world-renowned golf courses in the world, in TPC Sawgrass. So I think it's awesome. The clubhouse, the golf shop is open to the public. We encourage and invite everybody to come take a look. You can get the tour of the clubhouse, you can have a bite to eat, and then see the golf shop. It's a huge golf shop with a great array of products from apparel to accessories, hats, equipment, gift cards. You can talk to the pros there and they'll help you pick out the best purchase too. But definitely invite everybody to come to TPC Sawgrass to shop around.
Are tickets on sale for the players right now?
2026 players. It's only 119 days away. So yeah, thanks for the reminder there. But theplayers.com, I think that's an awesome gift to give to anybody who's a golfing fan or wants to come see the course next March. So players.com to get your 2026 Players Championship tickets.
All right. He's Mason Spaulding, the buyer of the PGA Tour and the TPC Network. Mason, thanks a lot for coming on.
My pleasure. My last shout out will be, if you can't make it to TPC Sawgrass or want to shop around for any other TPC courses across the country, we just launched shoptpc.com. You can get your merchandise for apparel, for accessories with your favorite TPC logo, all delivered to you at your home. So thanks so much.
Again, that was Mason Spaulding from the PGA. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go work on my short game. But when we come back, Tom Vassell from the Dice Tower will help us find the best board games for your loved ones this holiday season here on the Holiday Buyer's Guide after this.